So I've been reading this book. It's called The Autobiographer's Handbook. Dave Eggers and his sort of merry band of memoirists put this together. And it's been a great motivator for me. It's actually helped me see that some of the challenges and struggles I face as a writer of memoir, others face, and people that have figured out a way to overcome that. So I'm putting in a plug for that book, The Autobiographer's Handbook. I think it was published in 2002. I don't have it in front of me right now. And I think her name was Jennifer Traig, T-R-A-I-G, who is the, I guess, the editor who helped put this together. So anyway, that book's actually been a really great motivator for me. So the reason I'm saying this is, one of the things I realized, and this is something that appears to be the case with a lot of other writers, is I have terrible follow through. I have so many ideas in my head that I start one, and then while I'm writing that one, I think of something else. So then I start writing that one, and then when I'm writing that one, I think of something else. And another thing is, some things that probably are so gut-wrenching, it's really difficult to write. And the one for me, which I feel like is, I won't say it's been holding me back, but it's something that's been incomplete that I've started other projects, and it always feels like this one keeps sort of tugging on me, like you need to feel like, how can you start another without finishing this one? And I thought at one point it was, quote, finished, but it's really not. That was a draft. So what I'm going to do is, over the next 6 months, November until July, and that'll actually mark an anniversary of when I started writing it 14 years ago, in July 2003. And it's called When the Lights Go Out at 10:16. Some people who read my blog have read this before. A really old rendition of it, I think in like 2006, 2007 maybe. It was formerly known as The Court, Jeremiah Story. So I'm going to choose the next 6 months as the time frame, as the window. And I'm going to use my blog as a way to work through my thoughts. I'm going to use it as the notebook for my ideas. I'm going to write about the process of writing the story. I'm going to share material. This material may be out of order. Some of it might not make it off the cutting room floor. A lot of this may be throwaway material. Some of it I may rework, restructure, reformat, place in a different place, hold it for something different. And some of it may be mostly whole that you read, mostly intact. But I want to make this point of holding myself accountable. So starting today, Friday, November 18th, I want to start writing that story again, and I'm going to put it out there for my readers to see. And then after that, I want to begin working on something else, and I don't want to do it simultaneously, or I'm not going to share it simultaneously at least, but I pretty much have 5 memoirs in my head. some are on paper partially, because like I said, I tend to start projects, and not finish them, or get them 3/4 of the way finished, or get a draft finished, and then not work on the second draft. And I do that for a variety of reasons. I start beating myself up because I don't think the writing is good enough, or whatever, or it's too hard, it's too difficult. So the first one I ever wrote, When the Lights Go Out at 10:16, it's a story of life and friendship. It's about my friend Jeremiah and us and our childhood when we found out he had brain cancer. And that was in 2003 when that story began. So 2, 3, 4, and did I say 4? Because I have 5. 2, 3, 4, and 5 is mustache. It's going to be about my dad. It might be short. It may be long. I don't know. I found some material actually the other day that I totally forgotten I'd written about. And it was originally called Father of Mine, but I think I'm going to name it Mustache because I've wanted to write something for my kids so that they understand my dad. And I originally was going to write a children's story and get it illustrated in a little book. And I didn't do it. It was going to rhyme. And that was called Mustache. So I may do that with this book instead. Name it that. The third, wow, losing my attention span right now. Sleeping Birds Do Not Sing. That one actually may come before Mustache because, Sleeping Birds Do Not Sing is going to be a story about mental illness, schizophrenia, and friendship. And that's one I've actually alluded to on my blog, I essentially said it was a novel that wasn't a novel, I think is the title of it. So Mustache is about my dad. I know he's thinking like, oh, he's writing all these like cancer and like sad memories, but they're not going to be like sad. Like when the lights go out, it's 10:16. Yeah, it's about my friend, our childhood. It's not a story of cancer. You know, all of these stories, like my dad had cancer. He had leukemia. He had stage 4 appendiceal cancer before that. It's really not stories of cancer, stories of mental illness. It's stories of friendship. That's what it is. And some of these will be funny. You know, as the Sleeping Birds Do Not Sing probably will be the least funniest of all of them, just because it's just the way it's a little more darker material. And what was it? So we got When the Lights Go Out at 10:16, Sleeping Birds Do Not Sing, Mustache. Obviously. So I started to write Overcoming Anxiety. And I may still pepper my blog with some posts about this because I think it's important. I don't really necessarily want to wait too long for this. So I don't know what order some of these will go into. So I think I'm going to name that We're All Gonna Die. I kind of have this idea in my head. That's just the working title, at least. Because I have this great fear of death and dying. You know, that's sort of my thing with anxiety. But it's also, I deal with low-level anxiety, too. And I've learned how to manage it. So I want to write about growing up with severe anxiety, panic attacks. And I think the interesting part of that is I didn't even know I had any of this. I didn't really know what was wrong with me. I just kind of thought maybe I was like a little crazy or something, like, to be totally honest. Something I sort of hid, and I'm not hiding it anymore. And then the last one is, I call it a memoir, and just because I will be part of the story, but this would be actually slightly more of biography style, and it's going to be about anorexia, and I don't know what the title will be, but it sort of stems from my wife and I were, the kids were asleep, so we actually got to talk on the drive home from vacation. My wife was like, you should write a memoir about anxiety. And I was like, yeah, but I don't know how to do it without like making somebody in my family mad because there's going to be family history involved. Before that, I was saying like, how do you write a memoir if you just like you lived a normal everyday existence? Like I didn't have any like alcoholic parents. I didn't have like, my parents didn't beat me. I didn't go to boarding school or anything like that. I don't have some traumatic childhood. And then I sort of realized, like, having severe anxiety makes everything kind of interesting. But, you know, like, it really does. So if you have severe anxiety, at least like I have, like, everything's pretty adventurous in life. Not everything, but even a simple car ride down the road can send all sorts of very vivid thoughts into your head. So that's what I want to capture with that. And then when we were talking about that, I was saying like, you know, how do you write it? Like, I don't have anything to write about. You know, this is before I was thinking about anxiety. She was like, you should just do it. And I was like, but I was like, you have a story. Like, you have a story that you could write a memoir about. She's like, well, I don't like writing. I hate writing. Like, I get real. She's like, I get like really bent out of shape if I have to write. And she's told me the story about having to write a college essay to get in for admissions to William & Mary for her graduate work. And I was like, well, I can write it. I can interview. And it'll be an interesting story. I'm going to learn a lot. But my wife experienced anorexia. To be honest, she could have easily died. I mean, we'll have pictures with it, with the story and everything, and you'll see very clearly that she was sort of on the cusp of that. And kind of go from there. So that's what I sort of have planned. That's like my pipeline. And then I have some novels that I want to write. I've written one. I have another one fully outlined and like 200 pages of outline. And then I have a third one sort of incubating in my head. The novel, it's sort of a comic novel, social satire. I think it's like the funniest thing I've ever written. It's called, I'm forgetting the name of it. It's sort of like black comedy, like black humor, I guess, but it's called When Death Comes Knocking. And I did make the mistake of sharing it with one of my author friends who's like, no kidding, he's an LA Times bestseller, because I ran the idea by him years ago. So hopefully he doesn't remember that and remember everything I told him in the email, or kept the email and end up writing my story. I've always been, after I emailed him, I was like, that was kind of stupid. That guy actually has he's published by Harper's, he has an agent, he's been on the bestseller list. Like, he could totally take my story, write it, and if he ever did that, I'd be really pissed. But that's sort of what I have going on with writing. And like I said, I want to make sure that I follow through with this. Because I think I can. I actually think, yeah, a lot of stuff I'm going to put out there, particularly as I do drafts, it's not going to be probably very good. And you might read and go, oh, this is terrible. But everything you... any writer knows, like, you know, a lot of your drafts are crap. I think Anne Lamott, I think in Bird by Bird, she even calls it, quote, shitty first draft. Like, I think it's a chapter called Shitty First Draft. So I've been motivated by, like I said, I've been motivated by this book, The Autobiograph. God, I cannot say it saved my life. The Autobiographer's Handbook. And like I said, it's a collection of like 30, I think it's like 30 writers, and they give their thoughts on a range of topics from writing memoir, like, how do you write about normal? You know, do you do research? You know, sitting before a blank page, interviews, you know, anything like that. Like, just like the whole process of writing a memoir. And I'm only about a quarter of the way through, so I don't even know some of the topics yet. But I've really enjoyed it. And I would actually recommend it. You know, if you've ever thought about sitting down and writing a story or your story, I have people who visit my blog, and I actually don't know the majority of people who visit my blog, because they're from around the world, like every country you can think of. I don't even know how they found my blog. I know how some of them did, because I see the Google search results. But the people that I do know, like, I want to just tell some people, like, email me, like, and ask, like, what is my book? What's the story I should tell, or I can tell? Because I can think of a couple of people off the top of my head that they definitely have the material to write a memoir. And I know one, or actually two, that sort of said, like, yeah, I'd like to do this. So I've been there, and I'm kind of still there. And I would say, if you want to, reach out to me. Go to my website, jeffreypillar.com, and then click on the contact button. You can fill out a little form, and it goes directly to me. If you have any questions, just feel free to ask. I get random emails from people through that form. and sometimes anonymously, and sometimes people, you know, they leave their name and ask me to contact them back, and I do. And people have told me all sorts of things, you know. So there are plenty of people who could write their own memoir. And I want to say this too. Writing a memoir is not, it's not egotistical. Because I'm not really writing, like I said, I'm not even, like, I'm a character in these stories. Obviously, it's coming from my perspective. But it's not even really about me. I mean, yes, of course, it's about, when the lights go out at 10:16, it is a coming of age story for me. Like, I am probably essentially the main character, and Jeremiah is the main character, but it's about themes. It's about universal themes like friendship, loss, you know, life, living, death, dying, mental illness. That's what I'm writing about. I'm not writing about me. I'm not saying, hey, look at me. So, like, if you ever felt that way, like, I can't do that. Like, oh, and I've felt like this because I'm one of those people, I do not even like attention pointed at me. You know, I'm not going to get on a stage in front of people and say, hey, look at me. You know, I write because it's something that's ingrained in me. I've done it for a very long time. Whether I'm good at it or not, I don't really care. It's just something I have to do. I don't really have a choice. If I don't write, I kind of get depressed and I get more anxious, and writing is sort of how I get myself, my thoughts out there. It's sort of how I understand life and what I go through. And that's about it. So I just wanted to share this. I was going to write it and I figured it'd be lengthy, so I just figured I'd record some audio. I got a little bit of a cold. I got a head cold, if you can't tell. Hence why I've been coughing, and I have like a bunch of gunk in my sinuses right now, and I feel like I can't even breathe because I'm talking through my mouth. So, because I can't breathe, both my nostrils are just like stopped up. But anyway, if you've gotten this far, thanks for listening, and you know, go to my website and check out some things. But be on the lookout for some stories related to when the lights go out at 10:16 that I'll be sharing. So until next time, thanks again. This is me signing off.